You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has secured an agreement with Qantas to bring Australians home from Peru, Argentina and South Africa on special rescue flights. Thousands of Australians have found themselves stuck overseas in countries that have implemented sudden coronavirus lockdowns and border closures. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the rescue flights are expected to take place over the next week and follow on from another that's carrying about 280 Australians home from Peru today. She says special arrangements are being made to help Australians out of other countries, including the Philippines, India and Nepal, with Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack helping to facilitate discussions with Qantas and Virgin.
We're very mindful of our broader responsibilities as a government and the fact that many Australians need help right now, both abroad and, of course, at home. We are getting Australians home. We are harnessing our relationships overseas. We are leveraging our diplomatic network. We are working with our airlines. We will do all of that, taking into account the many responsibilities that the Australian government has in these unprecedented times.
Australia has recorded a daily increase in new coronavirus infections below 100 for the first time in 3 weeks. Some 96 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded across the country in the last 24 hours, the lowest infection rate since strict social distancing measures came into place. More than 6,000 Australians have contracted the virus and 51 have died. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the sacrifice of health and medical staff, as well as the discipline of Australians, is helping contain the spread, but he says strict measures still need to remain in place.
But we've got a long way to go. We still have a huge task, and I want to say as we head into Easter with welcome good news for Australia, that the virus does not take a holiday. Therefore, none of us can relax in what we do. This, in many ways, is the most important weekend we may face in the whole course of the virus.
Health authorities in New South Wales will meet at the end of each month to reassess shutdown measures as the number of new overnight cases in that state dipped below 40. New South Wales on Thursday recorded 39 new COVID-19 cases, the smallest increase in numbers since March the 16th. The total number of cases in the state sits at 2,773. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has also announced extra measures to support families, saying preschool will be free for the next 6 months. The state is also subsidising local council childcare centres to ensure that they stay open. Premier Berejiklian says the government wants to ease the pressure on families.
We're stepping up as a government to do our part in relieving the pressure on household budgets, but also sending a strong message to both our early childhood education community and also our school community to say thank you so much.
The Easter weekend is also seeing Queensland impose extra border restrictions to slow the spread of coronavirus. From midnight on Friday, all Queenslanders returning from New South Wales must have a border pass to cross back into Queensland, and anyone coming from a COVID-19 hotspot will need to quarantine for 14 days. Queensland's Police Minister Mark Ryan says the changes only apply to people and not freight shipments.
What the key difference is that if you're a Queenslander returning, you will require the border pass. If you are coming from a hotspot, a declared hotspot, you will be placed in 14 days quarantine. No exceptions.
The Western Australian government has announced that state will expand its coronavirus testing criteria. It comes after WA recorded 11 new COVID-19 cases overnight, taking the state's total to 481. The state's testing criteria will now include any person with a recent temperature of 38 degrees or above, or respiratory infection symptoms including shortness of breath, cough or sore throat. Health Minister Roger Cook is urging anyone with flu-like symptoms to get tested.
This is a significant change and will obviously mean that we'll capture a much wider proportion of the public. and that is that we're able to find new cases, protect the most vulnerable in our community, and get a great understanding of the tracking of the movement of the virus through the community.
Unions have expressed concern about the treatment of frontline workers, such as police and medical personnel, some of whom have been coughed or spat on while trying to do their jobs. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says perpetrators in his state will face hefty fines for aggressive behaviour towards frontline staff.
These frontline workers are caring for us, and the simple fact is we need to care for them. So this on-the-spot $5,000 fine will send a very clear message that we're all as one. We're telling you, stop it or you'll cop it with a $5,000 fine.
And Australia's intensive care capabilities will be boosted with a $31.3 million federal government deal, securing the production of an additional 2,000 ventilators. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.